or a dream, but in reality. They had got there, of course, by magic, which is the only way of getting to Narnia, and a promise, or very nearly a promise, had been made them in Narnia itself that they would some day get back. You may imagine that they talked about it a good deal, when they got the chance. They were in Lucy's room, sitting on the edge of her bed and looking at a picture on the opposite wall. It was the only picture in the house that they liked. Aunt Alberta didn't like it at all. That was why it was put away in a little back room upstairs. But she couldn't get rid of it, because it had been a wedding present from someone she did not want to offend. It was a picture of a ship. A ship sailing straight towards you. Her prow was gilded and shaped like the head of a dragon with a wide open mouth. She had only one mast and one large square sail, which was a rich purple. The sides of the ship, what you could see of them, where the gilded wings of the dragon ended, were green. She had just run up to the top of one glorious blue wave, and the nearer slope of that wave came down towards you, with streaks and bubbles on it. She was obviously running fast before a gay wind, listing over a little on her port side. By the way, if you are going to read this story at all, and if you don't know already, you had better get it into your